Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards first. Toedt scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Langford reaches second base with a double. Jamison scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Summa reaches second base with a double. Langford scores. There goes Fonseca trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Meyer, who relays the ball to Hebbing, who tags Fonseca, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. Lind bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Gerber moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flagstead moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell is called out on strikes. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Heving to Reagan covering second. The throw back to home, and Hodapp is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudlin, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. George Uhel pinch hits for Luke Sewell. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.